And his son said, "You have never understood me, ever." And he stood up and walked out. My friend said to me, "Stephen, I could not believe that. I had made such an effort. He had no idea. I had involved myself in this class to learn about this. And I really cared enormously, and that's how he treated me." And he walked out. He said, "I felt like tackling him at the door and saying, 'You idiot, do you realize what I've done and what I'm trying to do now?'" He said, "I didn't. But," he said, "I just feel like I don't know if there's any hope here. I mean, he isn't responsive at all." And I said to my friend, "Look, he's testing your sincerity. And what has he found out? You don't really want to understand your boy. You want your boy to cooperate. You want your boy to shape up." "He should, that whippersnapper. He knows full well what he's doing to our family. He knows how upsetting it is to me, how upsetting it is to everybody else. He knows full well that he shouldn't do that kind of thing." I said, "Listen. Listen to the energy in you. Listen to your anger. Listen to your frustration. Listen to the judgment of this boy. Do you think you can learn some empathic technique on the surface and act with that judgment, those feelings?" "Well, if he'd only cooperate, I wouldn't have those feelings. If he'd only respond to what I'm trying to do." I said, "You don't really want to understand your boy. Come back to the class. You've got to pay a much bigger price inside yourself. You've got to come to deeper grips of what's happening inside you until you reach the point where it makes no difference what his response is. None. You do it because it's right, not because it works."